God. We worship you, we adore you once again, Father, for great and marvelous things that you have done for us, O God, today. Since morning, Lord, when we came into this house, Lord, this place that you have provided for us to have fellowship with you, and to have fellowship, O God, with one another, brethren of like precious faith. Thank you for the blessings, O God, of your word in the Sunday school. Thank you for the worship service, O God. Thank you for the ministration, O God, in the morning, Father. Reminding us, O Father, of events, O God, things that are happening that day. Father, your mind concerning us, Lord. We are so grateful, Father. We know, Lord, many desire to have this that we have, but it's not given to them, Lord. But the way that is given to Lord, we are just praying and we are asking. May we not count it an unworthy thing, O God. Give us the grace, give us help to do everything that is within us, O God. To make sure, O Father, that we fight, O God, and we win, O God, and we obtain that crown in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the little time of recess that we had. Thank you for the worship service again that has gone forth, O God, before your word we call, Lord. We pray, Father, that you accept everything, Lord. Bless our waiting out, O God, as we open the pages of your word, Father, to read from it. We pray that you bless your word in our hearts. We know the word is already inspired, Lord. We just pray that you inspire it in our heart, O God. Give us faith, O God, to bring it practical in our individual lives, O God. As we wait upon you, Father, may you destroy every evil work of the devil in any form, in every way that it will come, O Father, to rob your people of their blessing, Lord. May you be there for each and every one, O God. Bless us, Father. Lord, in all the nations of the world where your children are gathered and your servant, may you bless the gathering, O God. Be the help of your servant, be the help of your people. Be our help today as we look upon to you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for waiting back for this second service, despite this weather that is so one kind. Amen. Let's turn our Bible without wasting much time to the book of 1 Samuel, where we read on Wednesday. Just close that text. 1 Samuel chapter 7. We start our reading from verse 1. God bless you. It said, and the men of Kijah-Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kijah-Jearim that the time was long, for it was 20 years. You just look at that space of time. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and you serve him only, he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth and serve the Lord only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day. And said, yea, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, They were afraid of the Philistines, just as it was in the time of Goliath and David. And the children of Israel said unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. Amen. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistine drew nigh to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day. Thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. So shall it be to you in Jesus' name. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shechem and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto had the Lord helped us. May the Lord Jesus bless the reading of his word in our hearts. You can please be seated. God bless you. Just as we said on Wednesday, we'll continue. The text is Ebenezer, a stone of help. Amen. Hitherto, the children of Israel said, hitherto had the Lord help us. Amen. When they saw the great thing that God did for them. But just as we had in the morning, scoffers can still read this one and still find something to put to it that it never happened. Amen. There will always be that group, but God is not concerned about those groups. Amen. Like somebody will look, how did David kill Goliath? And some people try to help God and make David a very big man. Abraham says he's a very woody fellow. He's a small man. Even read your Bible very well. The Bible was telling us that when he was brought before Saul, Saul was looking at him that this mission you are going for is a suicide mission. You better consider it very well. But because he had experienced God in various dimensions, amen, he has seen the help of God. Let me put it that way. But maybe because we didn't have accounts, just as we said on Wednesday, you see, every place, every nation, every country, we have our culture. Amen. Now the children of Israel, the Jews, when they have certain experience, just like this one that we read, they have this culture of having a memorial, something that maybe when they come to that spot another time, they know that something happened to me there. An example is Jacob, that we told us, after he played all the trick that he played with his brother Esau, which was also in the perfect plan of God. Amen. And it was time for him to go home. And as the prophet said, which I believe, the prophet said, you do anything, just be sure that your sin will find you out. Amen. So you remember that I must go and see Esau. And he, knowing the kind of person that Esau is, Esau will kill me because I played him very bad. So Jacob had to fight it out with God and say, God, change the heart of that man. Let him not kill me. Amen. But his heart was still not satisfied. And that was why he still played the trick. He pushed his concubine, he pushed the second wife, or the finally, the very one that he loved, he had to push her girl, which was Rachel, and her children. Then he became the last. This is time for you to go, Jacob. He considered that Esau is a great man. If I come this way, he will come this way. He had to kneel down there and say, God, you need to help me. Because this battle, I know I cannot win Esau. So at that point, when they were just thinking on it, and you know, he put his head on that rock, which like as we said on Wednesday, we have it in song. God gave him for a pillow, a stone. So just like we in our house, we have our soft pillow, foam. Jacob had that day a stone. So while he slept on that stone, he had that vision of the ladder where he saw the angels just ascending and descending, ascending. So he came out of it. He had the experience that something happened. God must be here. Amen. And that's why if you go and read the account of the Bible, he gave that place a name. Amen. That has been their culture. You know, where they have any experience, whatever they, maybe they find a stone, usually it's a stone they use, or a rock, they just place it there and maybe put an inscription and say, yeah, God met me, or yeah, God helped me, which was what we saw in the book of 1 Samuel. When the people forsake God, we probably say, that is the nature of man. A little relief that we have, we forget God. These were the people that experienced, you know, God when God used David to fight Goliath for them. But how come that soon they have left that God and they have gone to serve idol? They have carried Ashtaroth, they have carried nonsense and begin to serve them as God. Why would they do that? That is just man, except God help man. Then the hand of God was carried away from their camp for 20 years. Just think of it, that space. Come, baby, you do not read Bible. You are dead now. You are finished. You know that this one is our fortification. Just think of 20 years, just even 1 year or 2 years without the Bible. When the enemy comes, except the one that is inside you, that is the one that you use at that point. But if God does not help you, if you don't have anything inside, you are finished. So the people look as their manner because they have respect and confidence for prophet. They found Samuel and say, Samuel, we have failed. We have sinned against God. Come and pray for us to God that God will deliver us. Philistines are after us. And Samuel told them, if you want God to hear you, you have to put away first all these gods, just as we had in the morning. Put away your sin. Put everything away. When you have done that, come here, come and fast. And the people say, we will do it. Amen. Please, when they did they get the result? You see, the way of God is simple. Honestly, the way of God is simple, but to man is very difficult. In another sense, sometimes I ask myself, Lord, why is it that for somebody to repent, it looks very hard. But until God help you, you cannot help yourself. May God help us. That's why we're talking on this text, Ebenezer. We all need the help of God. Is that not so? And as we said on Wednesday, I was trying to find the meaning of what help is. And I said, help is to give assistance or support to somebody. It's to make, maybe I'm trying to do something. You now assist me to make it easier for me. A good example is this thing that we are holding in our hands. 50 years ago, many of our fathers, they did not have this thing. Communication was very hard. At least we had it from them. 50 years or 70 years, 100 years ago, they didn't have the kind of cars that we have. If they have to go and see their father, they would trek. Or maybe if they have ox, they have animal, they would climb the animal and spend 2 days. So thank God for technology. Technology has helped us a great deal. Is that not so? We thank God for that. And God had to use somebody in that process. And I said, for you to receive help in this life, God has to help you, or a man has to help you. Is that correct? It's either you receive help from God, or you receive help from a man. Now, it could be any sign as you look at it. God can give you help spiritually. He can give you help physically, every way. So also man. God can use a man to help you spiritually, physically, any way. An example is 1 Samuel that we read. God used his prophets to help the people. Amen. Now, I also gave an account that same Wednesday of axe. The axe, you know, that was strong. You know, the sons of the prophet, they said that they borrowed the axe and they were trying to, you know, use it, and it fell into the water.
And they cry, alas, master, for this thing we borrow it. There is no way how we hire. God is wonderful. And the way God deal with people that stay with him is wonderful. How will you explain a stick, magnet iron? How do you explain that? God bless you, my brother. He said, and the man of God said, where did it fall? Where fell it? And they showed him the place where that axe fell. And what did he do? He caught a stick. Just maybe like that tree there. Pash. That's why the way of God is foolishness to a carnal man. A job card, they would have been looking, prophet, what are you doing? A job card caught the stick, bah, and cast it, and what happened? The iron swim, and joined the stick. Scientists, enjoy about me explaining it. You see why our God is a God of health? He's the one that can do what man cannot do. He's the one that can heal situations, sicknesses that doctors don't have answer to. When the Bible in the message, it was talking about a friend, a sister friend that they had, which was his first case in cancer. I've forgotten the years now, he said that sister carried cancer. The Bible said, and that sister had been a help around us in the house. He said, and I just love her. He said, I was praying to God. The cancer was malignant. That the doctor, to even operate her, they could not operate the woman. He said, but just a simple prayer, the situation turned. Who do you call God? Like we said on Wednesday again, look at the account that the associate pastor took of Naaman, the man that was a leper. A king, you read all the account, very fine. But the Bible says, breath. He was what? A leper. That one spoiling. And the man looked, God, I don't like this thing. No doubt he would have been saying it in his home, I don't like this thing. And God made a provision for him that a girl from Israel came and become his maid. And she began to tell, if you go to our country, there is a prophet there. I believe in true prophets. I believe in true prophets. If I see true prophet with correct indication, I believe the man. For me, I'm still in this our own deal. I'm still waiting to see one. I don't think I've seen anyone. I'm still waiting. And the man got there. Of course, we have the account, all that the prophet told him to do. When you get to the pool, you wash like this. Simple instruction. Was it not very simple? But the woman being is very hard. How will a man of my prestige enter? And you see how the associate pastor demonstrated how he did it. And his servant had to be the one scolding him. Okay, full obedience. It's what will bring the blessing down. Amen. And when he did that, he obeyed fully. Did the blessing not come? That's the way of God. John, like we were saying on Wednesday, you need blessing from God. We must obey fully. If I am a thief, I used to steal God's money. I will say it again. God said, pay your tithes. He said, pay your offering. And you don't pay your tithe, you don't pay your offering, and you expect to get blessing from God. I tell you, until you come and fully obey, then God sees that you are ready. That first Samuel, did you see what Samuel did when he was praying for the people? Please let me flash verse 4. When he was praying for the people to God, and the Philistines gathered themselves again, and the Israelites, the gods afraid. Then the children of Israel did it. Okay, verse 5. Okay, verse 3. Let me see verse 3. Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, say, if you return unto the Lord with all your heart. Verse 2, please. It came to pass that while the ark abode in Kiriath Jearim, the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Verse 3. Now when they did, Samuel told them what to do, and they did. Verse 4. Then they put away all those. Verse 5. Samuel, verse 6. And they gathered together to Mizpeh to drew water and pour it out before the Lord, and they fast that day. And said there, we have sinned against the Lord, and Samuel judged them. Right? Verse 7. And when the Philistines heard what the children of Israel were doing, that they were gathered together in Mizpeh, what happened? Oh God, one Philistine, the heads of the Philistine went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel had it, they were what? Afraid. Because that is the way you win any battle. If the man you are going to fight with, once you're able to pump him with fear, you have finished that man. I think I'm giving somebody secret. If you are in a battle with somebody, once you can make the person disbelieve himself, you have gotten it. Now, verse 8. When the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry. Remember, they have already told him in the earlier part. Now, when the Philistines came again upon them, fear was in their heart. They came back to Samuel. Please, so don't stop praying for us. These people have not lived for us. Cease not to cry unto the Lord that he will do what? Save us from the hand of war, the Philistines. Samuel will have good, but we have fasted. She fasted, Tony. We have prayed. Okay. Samuel took a sucking lamb. The one that is still with the mother. Like I said on Wednesday, just imagine, let me take a sucking child of maybe 2 months, 3 months, or 4 months, and sacrifice that child. It looks very hard, right? But we must do something for God to honor. Amen. You want to get something, you must do something. Now, when Samuel did that, and he offered it wholly unto the Lord, Samuel cried to the Lord for Israel. And what happened? The Lord had it. Amen. Now, if you come to the New Testament, in the book of Matthew, I think chapter 8 or 6, there was also another leper that encountered Christ. I don't know if they can get it. No doubt, if the man had the scrolls, he would have read this story of Naaman. That he had an encounter with a prophet. He was a leper, and the prophet gave him instruction, and he went, he carried it out, and he was cleansed from his leprosy. Amen. Now, this man, let me get that now. That's Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. This man, he had an encounter with Christ. Now, when he came down from the mountain, that's Jesus Christ, great multitudes follow him. Where the prophet said, when you see that word multitude, it means a thousand. And behold, there was a leper, you know, there was a leper, you know, that came after him and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Amen. And Jesus is very simple. What did he say? He just put his hand on him. And touch him, say, I will be thy what? Clean. Maybe the man would have expected that Jesus would tell him the same way that the prophet told Naaman to do. But it's all just simple. Jesus just put and said, I will be thy what? Clean. And immediately, what happened? The leprosy was what? Cleansed. And Jesus said, don't tell anybody what happened to you. Amen. May God help us. Proverbs said, now, you are trusting God for something. Maybe you are trusting God for healing, or you are trusting God for help. And you have read in the Bible, or you have read in the quotes, you've seen an account that God helped a man on a certain basis. Amen? Another man come on that basis. Proverbs said, God is obligated. Amen. Now, from the message the pool of Bethesda, many times when I think of the account of that man, I used to shake my head. I say, Satan is wicked. That Satan will keep a man for 38 years. If you can get the book of, my brother, you can get the book of John. Just get it. John chapter 5, just hold it. That man for 38 years was in that condition. Just like we were saying on Wednesday, look at yourself. If you see you are trusting God for something, there is no change. All the change you just see is that your years is increasing. You have lived 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and you are still carrying that affliction. You better help yourself. Cry. Say, God, help me. Because man might not be able to help you. May God help us. Now, I think of it, 38 years. Just like congressman that was in the wheelchair for how many years? 66 years. Think of it. But sometimes God allows those things that he might glorify himself. And how, just like I said, William Brown is a man that experienced this Ebenezer. Go helping us before the time go. We just read a little of his experience that he had in his early life. Because he didn't qualify. He didn't even, you think of it, many of us, myself, like I said, I don't qualify. That God will say, okay, I want to use you. And William Brown, look at his background. He didn't qualify. Now that man, 38 years, he was in that condition. And sometimes I feel bad for people like that. That's what throws people to dissatisfaction in life. That's what throws people to a state of depression. May God help us. When somebody just sit down and they look at himself and say, for the past 5 years, life has been very bad with me. Brother, don't listen to the devil. Are you hearing? Sister, don't listen to the devil. And they will tell you, look at your mates, they have gone. Your head cannot collect book. I can tell you, brother, don't accept it. Say, my head, it can collect book. Yeah, you might not be able now. I don't know how those things happen. I'm not God. But I know that there is power and there's also power. Satan has power. Yes, quite all right, I know. But Jesus has a higher power. People get to crossroads in their life sometimes, and as the prophet said, just like a black sheep, they don't understand what is happening with them. And they are not happy with that condition. And they want God to help them. They have gone to doctor house, from doctor house to doctor house. Look at that woman with the issue of blood. 12 years! Satan is wicked. If God did not help that woman, I tell you, that is how she will die in that condition. Go from one doctor house to another doctor house. John chapter 5. Let's see what happened there. This man, maybe you have not read it in this fashion. I just pray that God will open our eyes. Verse 2. Now there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In this pool lay great multitude with the prophet in that message, the pool of Bethesda, and I think in the message, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, Robert gave account and several other sermons. He gave account of this man's case. Now, lay there were great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting what? For the moving of the water. Robert said that was the provided way there. Now, what happened? An angel went down at a certain season into the pool and did what? Trouble the pool. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the pool, stepped in was what? Was made whole what? Of whatsoever disease he had. So if there was cancer patient there, once that water shake, that angel came and they know. The first person that jumped in is real. If it was a crippled man, he jumped inside, he's whole. If it was a leper, he jumped inside, he's cleansed. That was the provided way there. And this man was there 38 years by that pool. Now there was a certain man there that had that infirmity for 38 years. Sometimes I think of it. How many years have I carried my own? Whatever it is that I'm trying to go, God help me. And I'm not patient with God. Yes, God wants me to cry, but at the same time, I need to be patient with him. I need to acknowledge him that he's the only one that can help me. If God does not help me, no man can help me. Then Jesus saw him lie there, of course, just as we had in the morning, before the foundation of the world.
He would, of course, he was not just knowing it that time.
He saw him lie there and knew, are you there now? That he had been now a long time in that case. Jesus said to him, without be made whole, as if he doesn't know, that is what even bring the man there, that he has been by that place for 38 years. But let us hear what this man said. This man answered him and said, I have what? No man. Permit me to put that word to help me. When I read that, I look and said, God, could it be that the man was crippled? Could it be that he was, maybe he could not walk? Until I went again and read that sermon, the pool of Bethesda, for the Bible said, he could walk. So what would have stopped him from entering that water? I begin to think, only God knows. May God help us. What would have stopped him that for 38 years he remained in that condition? But his answer was, I have no man to help me. Like I said, for me, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. Amen. But while I am coming, can you see that? So it shows it will work. That's what the prophet said. He said, while I am coming, another word stepped before me. So he needed somebody to accelerate. Do you see why we need help? Sometimes certain things you want to do, you want to do it. You need somebody to help you to make it faster. Are you there? That is what help means. Somebody that make it easier for you. For example, sometimes I get out of my context. I know that widow woman in the book of 2 Kings, right? The widow woman that the husband had dead. 2 Kings chapter 4. The husband died and left her. There was a certain woman, the wife of the sons of the prophet. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, we are familiar with this. Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take him and my two sons. Take him, my two sons, to be what? Bondsmen. Because Oko Miku, Ode Jebese Oleso. And the prophet looked to her and said, what shall I do to you, woman? You need somebody to help you, brother. This burden of life, you can't carry it yourself. Don't you never get to a point and think you can help yourself. Certain point in your life, when you see you reach, it is beyond you. That is why people break down sometimes, like I said. That is why people fall into depression. You reach a place, you know this is the end. I cannot go again. Then you begin to think, what do I do? I know I'm in a mix of this now. I don't want to say certain things that happen to people in those classes. What do I do? And the person, before you know, that's what made people to be a lot of things. But if God help you, if you can come back to the word of God, it's difficult at those moments. It's difficult, I must tell you. But find somebody that you can walk up to. Because at that point, that man or that woman is at the last rope. Like we say in our, it's at the last rope. Any small thing is gone. So at that stage, those people need support. Find somebody to talk to. And when you are talking, open up everything. Are you there? Every thought that comes to your mind, open up to the person. Tell the person, I think like this. Something says like this to me. We know those things exist. But like I said, sometimes we don't understand, we can't explain those things. But I know there are powers. And there's also the power of God. Amen. There is a power higher than that that can silence that one that you are hearing. Do you believe that, brother? There is a power that can silence that one that you are hearing, sister. Amen. We have a lot of accounts in the court that the prophet gave. Now this woman, no doubt she would have looked at Timubaba, Brother Lagbaja. Maybe like one of the songwriters said, he said he's complaining. He has his own problem. If I go and meet this sister, she has her own problem. Okay, prophet of God, We believe that you have the word of God. The prophet said, what will I do for you? Tell me what you have in your house. Amen. May God help us. May God help us to reverence our ministers. I'm not saying that because I'm a minister. But may God help us to have confidence. No wonder the prophet said, unless you have confidence in your pastor cannot help you. And he cut across other servant of God. If you are approaching a servant of God for help, if you don't have confidence in that man, you are just wasting your time. Let me tell you the truth. You are saying, sir, God bless you, sir. Pray for me. And you are the one, when you go to your house, you gossip that man. You have wasted your time. Instead of your problem to be 1 year, you might times it by three. It becomes 3 years. In case you don't know. May God help us. Now she met this man, say, and he said, what have you got in your house? Then she said, I don't have anything. The handmaid had not anything in the house. Say, a pot of what? Oil. Now things are with oil. Clear basis. Then he said, go and borrow vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Even what? Empty vessels. Borrow what? Not a few. When God gives us instruction, don't argue with God. If pastor, you come and meet pastor. Pastor, this is my problem. Pastor say, do like. Sometimes you go look foolish. Or you meet the associate pastor. He say, do like this. Or any of the minister. He might look foolish. At that point, that person is not saying it maybe of his own valuation. Remember, it's an office that the person is occupying. And unless you have that understanding that I am not meeting a man, you will not receive help. Am I helping somebody this afternoon? You are coming to meet the pastor. If you are looking at his pastor, if I tell pastor now, hey, you will not receive anything. But when you recognize that it's a responsibility that God has given that man, or God has given this minister to be an overseer, to pray for you, when you recognize that, you will get help. Just like these people did. They approached the prophet, they approached the servant of God, and they received help. Amen. The prophet gave her instruction. Go and do like this and this. And when she did, what happened? He said, when thou art come, shut the doors upon thee and thy sons, and pour out into those vessels from that little that she had. Begin to pour into all that you have borrowed. Then what happened? Thou shalt set aside that which is full. Yeah? So she went from him and shut the doors upon her and upon her sons and brought the vessels to her and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, there is not a vessel more. And what happened? The oil stayed.
But remember, the oil has always been in the house.
Why didn't she use it to help herself? She would have been thinking, like I said, if God call you to be a teacher, don't you say you want to be a doctor. You will just waste your time. Find your place. And if you've got somebody that God has given you to be a help in your life, ask the person, Ogasa, how did you do your work? Because I know it's not easy. You watch the person's life. Okay, he did like this. He did like this. Okay, if I follow it that same way, I'm bound to get the same result. That is the way to walk with God, brethren. May God help us. You follow that man. He did like this. He did like this. He did like this. You're a man of God. Watch men of God. The ones that are successful. Of course, we have those that were not successful. Look at those that are successful. How did they start with God? How did God help them? How did they grow? You watch it, okay, like this, like that. Like the prophet gave his own account. It's okay. You go that way. God is bound to his word. Amen. May God help us. Now, when she followed the instruction of the prophet, she got the blessings. May God help us in Jesus' name. But if she had sat there and used her own reasoning and said, oh, maybe if I go and sell all the clothes we have in the house, we'll listen, we say, yeto. When she said the clothes finish, she will sell the house. Then she become a homeless person. When you would have just consulted God, or you would have just consulted the servant of God. May God help us.
I cannot help myself again. Oh, Pastor, this thing is. You are not the only one, brother.
Like I said, William Brown, as great and mighty as you saw him, there was a time he had trouble in his life. He's there in the court. Those things are not just waiting for fun.
I believe God permitted it to help us. He had case with government.
So if you had case with government, you are not the first one. ESCC call you and they slap you 50 billion or they give you 50 million.
You say, how much are they make?
You want to give me 50 million? Pity me now.
And God will just help you turn 50 billion to 500,000.
How? Other people don't receive that favor.
When you see yourself receive that kind of favor, you know it is God.
Amen.
But like I said, for we today, it's our culture, we don't reference those times. Maybe for 5 minutes, you can just pause, everybody, and look back in your life. You know there was a time. Maybe it was a sickness for some person. That sickness would have taken you out. But somehow God came and gave you help. Like Georgie Carter, that was on the bed for how many years? 9 years, 6 months. If not for the mercy of God, that would have been the way out. Right?
Georgie Carter will never forget that day. I tell you, she will never forget in her life.
Just like the prophet said, for every spiritual man and woman, when you were in sin, the time you used to smoke, the time I used to drink, the time I used to womanize, and I recognized I was at a place somewhere, someday. Something happened. Am I foolish? Why did I do what I did that day? But soon we forget. We can have those days as memorials in our life. That we can look back. If God had power to deliver me that time, no matter what I'm going through now, He can still deliver me. Because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that?
Like we talk about the account of that woman that was a red light woman.
That those men came and said, we find this woman caught in adultery. And Jesus pitied the woman because, of course, remember, He didn't come to abolish the law, but He fulfilled it in every way. Is that right?
And the people were waiting for Christ to give them authority to stone the woman. Because that's what the law said. You catch any woman in adultery, stone her! And wicked people.
As if they don't have sins in their life.
Wicked people. Where is the man that committed the act with the woman?
Etigetosa lontia. And you want to finish this woman. And Jesus just stood down.
And one by one, the way God works is great.
He didn't mention 18 to them. One by one, He began to show all of them their life.
When He raised up, He said, whosoever does not have anything, let him cast the first stone.
Yeah?
Their life was before them. One by one, every man began to find his place.
One by one, everybody began to find his place.
Until they all left.
Yeah.
When they left, the woman was standing in the midst.
Jesus turned to the woman and asked, where are all your accusers?
And what did she say?
They are all what?
They are all God.
Jesus said, neither do I what? Accuse you.
Neither do I condemn you.
Go and do what?
Sin no more.
And like I was saying, another woman in that same condition, yet a seed of God.
She recognized that, I don't like this in my life.
I'm tired of this condition. This man that we have been hearing, Jesus of Nazareth, going about, is the only one that can help me. He's the only one that can forgive sin.
And there was Simon. Just as we have few days, Jesus keep all appointments.
You believe that?
Simon invited him, and the woman was privy of that. She said, okay, Jesus is in Simon's house. She went as you heard it again in song this morning. What did she do? She carried all her money of what? Permit me. Of her evil work. But this was the same God that gave the law. Don't bring that money in my house. How will he allow this woman of Ephraim to be touching his leg? That was what Simon was saying. The ways of God is not the way of man. The woman looked. Is he not the one that forgave that woman that day? And told her that he did not condemn her. If I can have the opportunity to. And God gave her that opportunity. God helped her. She came. He didn't send her away. Amen. And she did the service. Did she get the result, brother? Oh, sure she did. And as the prophet told us, you have any case, brother, several examples in the Bible. You are not the first, and you will not be the last by the grace of God. Don't think that everything is finished. Don't think that everything is hopeless. Remember, God is still our Ebenezer. He's the one that can render help when all help has been gone. Where the pastor is not there. Sometimes, like the prophet gave his own experience in that message, a guard. The Bible said, if not for the mercy of God, I would have been lost in the wood. When he was going, think that he can help himself. Then the Bible said, I was trying to trail my way back. Then he realized he was lost. He said, then he noticed he was doing a death walk. The point he left, when he came, he saw he came back. What? Then they had to cry, God, help me. If not for the mercy of God, the prophet would have known something that day, something happened there. Of course, he had several experiences with God. That if he will be giving us, at least on the mountain of Kayo, that's one that we can hold to. Just as he had in the morning, he had a encounter of meeting God face to face. Several times in the service, when service is going on, the pillar of fire will come. But man says, I can feel him now. He knows when it's coming, how he used to feel. He said, now he's here. Everybody be careful. But just as we had in the morning, may God give us revelation. When we come to church, that we know what brought us to church. When we are coming to present our case before God, or we are presenting case to the servant of God to give us help. Or maybe to fellow man. May God give us help to do it sincerely. If you want help, do it sincerely so that you can get the result. Amen. Acknowledge that you are finished. You cannot help yourself. So that God can help you. So that man can also help you. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, when you receive help, it makes life burden so easy for you. Now, Brother Bram told us, because time is against us now, he told us of his dad in the message Abraham and his seed after him. My brother can just flash paragraph 5. Brother Bram said his father used to be somebody, though very bad in his condition, a smoker, a drunk. Brother Bram said, but my father had this good attitude. That even though this is the last, Brother in that message, he used biscuits. He said, if this is the last biscuit that my dad has, he will break it and give to this man and take the other side. And I think of it, that's what the prophet taught us Christianity is all about. Amen. It's what? Living for others. One time I said the other night, I said the night will never get to that, or rain will never fall too hard. But what I will come to you to help you to anything that I could, okay. God bless you. Keep it there. Anyone who knows my family, knows my life and my family, it is the same way. The prophet was giving an account of someone. My poor old dad has gone on today. He didn't live the right life on earth. He had one bad habit. Yes, God chose his son, the son of that man. Who are you to tell God that this man, Charles, is not qualified to to have his son, to be the star messenger of today. You can't tell God that, brother. Brother Bram still led this man to Christ. But if he met a man on the street, a perfect stranger, who modeled, how many of us can be like that? A perfect stranger. I know some people might put whatever interpretation you are attached to your opinion. Met a perfect stranger, and the man was hungry. The man says, sir, honestly, in teacher, except you have experienced hunger, if somebody tells you he's hungry, you will not know what it is. That is why Jesus himself had to go through all of those things. That is why when you are sick, he knows what it is to be sick. When you are hungry, he knows what it is to be hungry. When you don't have roof on your head, he knows what it is. The whole God of heaven, he still needed a man to help him. Then who are you? You say, I don't want help of somebody. Even on his, when he was on his way to be crucified, somebody still helped him. Simon the Cyrene, he helped him bear his cross. Because Jesus was already weak. With all the beating and things he will carry, he will fall. Simon helped him. Then you think you can do life alone? Lie. You will not go far. You want to go far? Associate with people. Find people you can trust. Help me this area. Help me this area. And find God early. May God help us. Now, what about talking about his father? If he had one biscuit, he would break it. You see, he would break it in two with what? With him. We believe in helping those who are what? Needy. Can we say amen? We believe in what? Helping those who are what? You know that this brother, I want to say this in closing. This is the problem of this brother. Or this family, this is their problem. Like the preacher that came, how many months now? Maybe just a month. Pastor Gia. He said, if you have the means, I believe God was, of course, God used every of his servants that come here to talk to us. You have the means, you can help the fellow. Help him. If it's physical help, you have to put hand inside your pocket. Help him. If the man now food, somebody meet you and say, brother, I'm hungry. If you can carry that man to restaurant, or you have the money, can't eat and give it to him. It's food that they need. The person does not need more than food. If the person doesn't need food, he will not come and meet you in the first place. Do you know that? Somebody is in trouble and he needs help. And you have the means to help. Please help the fellow. Amen. And as the preacher admonished us that day, you don't have the means to help. You can also help by doing what? Pray. Say, bro, give me your hand. You believe God. You believe God is a God of paradox. He's the one that can provide. You believe him as Jehovah Jireh, right? Give me your hand. Let's pray. God, this brother has met me. Upon this case, I don't have the means to help him, but I know you can help him. Lord, please help my brother. If God sees the sincerity of our heart, he will answer us. Do we see why we don't get results many times? That is the same way as the prophet said, when you come to the prayer line to be prayed for, it is not William Branham that is doing the healing. That was why many people missed it, thinking he was the divine healer. And he said, no, I am not the one. And he said, you that preach of salvation, could I call you a divine savior? But they missed it. They didn't know that he had a ministry. But those that recognized that this man was carrying a gift, they were looking for him in every service. Amen. They were looking for him in every service. And as many that came to him, in the sincerity of their heart with their trouble, did they not get results? Sure they got, even doctors, as you heard this morning, even his pastor that one time told him, with your 7th grade education, I will see how you will stand before kings and potentates. Is that not the same pastor that sent from grandma offshore? How I wish he could go and change back that thing he said. May God help us. Brother, sister, we all need the help of God. And you need the help of a man. Whatever you are going through, you cannot fight it all alone. That is why certain things are written in the Bible for our help. If the children of Israel, in all their battles, because that's their life, God came on for them, discomfit their enemy. Even to today, God is still fighting for them. Then we are the spiritual Israelites. We get to certain crossroads in our life, we should stop and call God on the scene. Like we said on Wednesday, if you have to fast, fast, please. That is why we fast. For those of you that don't believe in fasting, fasting is good. You don't believe in night vigil. Hey, you never see trouble. If Satan comes meet you, I tell you, Satan, deal. Hey, I don't pray that you meet some kind of problem in life. You meet trouble. Hey, nobody will tell you to pray that time. I think I know better now. Like somebody said, when you even fail to pray, he said that's the highest level of pride. And I say that day I had that sermon, the thing touched me. I said, God, this is me. May I not get to a point that I just think prayer is anytime I need something from God, I come to prayer. No! Let it not be like that. Let it be a culture in your life, brother, sister. That way it will not be difficult when something hits you. You know how to attack it. Amen. But don't wait till the time that Satan pounds on you. You are not looking for prayer. No wonder people go from one prayer house to another prayer house. Because why? You are not built that culture. You don't have confidence in God. You don't have confidence in God that God can bless. Why are you meeting a babalawo? You don't have confidence that God can give you your child. Why are you meeting babalawo? He says no. That is that he's giving you. He will head somewhere. Oh yes. All these powers, they know. Even the people God that are going, they know. They know that the power of God is higher. That is why when they see true men of God that are saying God, and they just have a little faith, they say, this one is a different one. And Shabbat Legbel. They know. May God help us. And you know that God has blessed you with men like that. Don't die in your condition. Consult them. May God help you. May God help me. Let us bow our head this afternoon. Ebenezer was stone of earth. I know this is a sunny day. The weather is hot. But for a few minutes, before we bring the service to a close, think on these things. Address it to various areas in your life. Say, God, help me. You that help the prophets, you that help men of old, are you a man of God here? Are you a young man? Are you having the call of God in your life? You don't know how to go about it. You say, I don't know if I go and meet the pastor now. You jump ashore, pray. Or you're a young man, you're a businessman, and you are just trusting God how to go about certain challenges in your life. You are here, maybe you have sicknesses you have been carrying from years, year out. Like some people say, sir, there are certain ailments I'm carrying. I'm not even proud to say it. We know Satan is wicked. Nobody is proud to say whatever is not good. Or you are a sinner, brother. You are a sinner person this afternoon. I say, God, I'm tired of this sin. I want you to grant me that experience from that time that I can have a memorial like you granted to the children of Israel. That I will look, yes, it was at this place, at this time, this year, 2024, God did something in my life. Brother, sister, the year is running to an end again. If God tarries, few days now will be in another year. Don't go to the new year with all of your troubles. There is somebody that can turn on the light. There is somebody that can change the situation. Address him. In every way that you know how to address it, if you need men of God to pray for you, consult them. If what is coming to you, I say, Pastor, I want you to pray with me. and you just have it in your mind. We all know that now a pastor is taking rest. But maybe you want the pastor to go, I mean, in personal prayers with you. You just express it as it's coming to your mind. Don't say, if I say that, just express it. If you can't, you don't want to bother the pastor. The associate is there. Meet him. Express it. Sir, this is how I'm feeling. This is how this thing. I want you to go with me in a fast. I believe he will do that. That's why this man are here. I want you, sir, to please go with me in 9VG. I want to tell God I'm serious. I want God to see that I'm serious. I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of this situation. I'm tired of this sickness. God will really send an answer. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, we bring the service to a close. You want to be remembered. With a few instructions that we have received, may God minister his blessing on us. May God help us to also follow the instruction. Don't be ashamed to consult the men of God. You need them to assist you in certain area of your life that you know you are struggling. Every man, we need help. As ministers, we consult one another. Pastor, pray for me. No doubt, pastor also is a man. He meets another man to hold him in prayer. And we all, we are witness. We pray for our pastor also. Then, is it you, brother? You want to keep your home? You don't want to receive help? May God help us. Bless you.
Great eternal Father, we thank you very much for another privilege to be in your presence and to hear your word spoken unto us. Dear Lord, we thank you for the scripture that was read, and we thank you for, Lord, the preachings, examples that were given from the scripture and from the message, and admonitions that were given as individuals, encouragements and instructions. Dear Father, we know, Lord, that as mortals we are helpless, and we need you to help us, whether physically or spiritually. Even when we have to receive help from human beings, it will still be you that will inspire such to help us. Lord, like Joseph, in the scripture that told the man he interpreted the dream for, that when it is well with him, he should remember him. What is common with mortals, he forgot until there is trouble. Lord, because you have ordained help to come to Joseph, and the person was forced to mention Joseph. Master, any help that will come unto us, whether directly or indirectly, they are all from you. Like your prophet talk about healing, that whichever way that healing comes, it comes from you. The doctor will play their part, the nurses, pharmacists, and everybody, but the real healing, we come from you, because the same medicine that will help this one will kill the other person, diagnosed for the same disease. Lord, we confess before you this evening that you have been our help since ages past. All the days of our life that have lived up tonight has been your help, and we have testimonies of your favor, of your provision, of your blessings, of your healings, of your deliverances, of your leadership, of your provision, of so many things you have done for us. Lord, that we can say that either too you have helped us. But Lord, we still need more of your help, because there is no single day that we can survive without you. We pray you be gracious unto us. You know that as we differ in our facial appearance, that's also how our needs differ. From person to person, we have different needs. We have different desires. We have different problems. But the good thing is that you know all of it. And you have enough resources to meet with all our needs. Be our help, Heavenly Father. If there is any way, oh God, that our action or reaction will block your blessing from us, may you be gracious unto us. And Lord, raise help unto us, Father. The physical help and things we have received in the past, through human beings and mortals, you have been the one that inspires such. And we ask you to bless them in return. Oh God, those that will see help us in future, it will still be through you. Lord Jesus, we ask that you make provisions for those that, Lord, you have put the Spirit in them to help. Because mortals are not the same. Those, oh God of heaven, that you know that if you meet the needs of this person, you bless him, it will be a blessing to your children. Such people, may you bless them abundantly. May you increase them, their Father. And we as individuals, whichever level and stage we are, we are still better than somebody else. May you help us, Heavenly Father. Now, when we come in contact with people that we are better than, give us that grace to also extend the same hands of help unto such people, dear Father. Lord, stinginess and selfishness is not part of Christianity. We pray that you will help us. Lord, that as we have claimed to be Christians, may it show in our daily life. In every aspect of our life, may it be a reflection, oh Father. Have your way, Lord. We know we can't meet the needs of everybody. It will be according to what you have given unto us. Help us to do our best. Your servant mentioned, maybe people sometimes we, because of maybe situation, we not think of paying their tithe or paying any offering, which is one of the proven ways of you blessing your children. May you give victory over such, Lord. Knowing that the one we have in our hand, you are the one that provided it. When it is finished, you are also the one we can look up unto. Be gracious to us, Father. Every habit, every nature, every spirit that is contrary to your word, may your spirit take them away from us. Thank you, eternal Father. Above all things, make us ready for your coming. So that when you come for your children, we will not be left behind. Thank you, eternal Father. Every instruction that we have been given today, we pray, O Lord, that your spirit will water them so that, Lord, they will profit us. The intention that you have in mind, making these things to come unto us the way they have come, may they be realized in our life to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. Once again, bless your servant. Recall him, renew his strength, and lift up the honor of his ministry, dear Father. Lord, we pray, O God, for all your servants, O God, that you have called at this time, the members of the fivefold, is a gift that you have given unto your servants. We pray, dear Father, to help us, Lord, as we do our best in studying and praying, O Father, may we be of maximum blessings to your people at all times. And Lord, when the time will come when your servants will collect their rewards, may we not be left out, dear Father. Thank you, eternal Father. Once again, your servant that is in Owode, from there we'll be going to Okeodun and then to Ilaro thereafter. We pray your grace will be with him. Lord, in all the services, be his strength, be his inspiration. Give him good health, Heavenly Father. And Lord, let there be fruits of righteousness that will come out of every service. Thank you, eternal Father. Someone that went to back after the bringing back safely. The rest services of the year, we are trusting that your grace will bless us in them. Lord, we just have barely a week and a couple days. Lord Jesus, before this year we finish, may you keep us from every evil. Save us from all alarm, Lord. Meet with all our needs. Lord, your children still have a number of needs that they are putting before you, and they are trusting you that, Lord, before this year we run to an end, your grace will turn them to testimonies. We join our prayers with theirs, dear Father. Spiritual needs, physical needs, material needs, financial needs, health-wise, may you grant all these requests, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. very soon we'll be going back to our home. Lord, we pray that you that brought us safely in the morning, take us back home safely also. Give us a wonderful week. Our gathering here on Wednesday, may your blessings pour down there, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Lord, some of your children have journeys that they need to make. Lord, some to convention, some other journeys. May your presence go with them. We pray that you bless each of their journeys. Lord, may you protect them from every evil, O God. When they will return back, may they come back with testimonies, Father. The homes they will leave behind, may you watch over the same for them. Thank you, Father. Wherever conventions are being held at this time, may you abundantly bless your people. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. For hearing and granting these petitions, I will praise before you, because you have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, this is greetings through Sister Oluwarotimi from Sister Ladimeji and Sister Gladys. Say both of them send their greetings to all. Well, Sister Gladys, I know just few people know her, but those that know her, they have received the greetings. Those that doesn't know her, they also receive the greetings. God bless you. On Wednesday, which is going to be 25th of December, which is called Christmas Day, it's supposed to be Wednesday midweek prayer meeting with us, which we normally have 5 o'clock. But this time around, because of being holiday and whatever, we'll come in the morning and have the service and then go back to our home to work on the rice that I will eat for the Christmas. The service is going to be 9 o'clock in the morning sitting time, and then worship service will be 9:30. Then the preaching will take off 10 o'clock to the normal closing time. The Lord bless you. I say, God bless you. Shall we rise? Hymn number 52. Sorry, I wouldn't know that one you are playing. So all along God I wrote to that source to about. Oh, my heart was distressed.